Welcome to the 10-2-4.
Starring Martha Mears, Bob Nolan, and the Sons of the Pioneers, and the Tune Twirlers. Brought to you transcribed from Hollywood by your hometown bottler of Dr. Pepper.
I had a dream.
That was sweet harmony. When you sing like that, my pioneers, you make the little birds in the trees envious.
What kind of birds, Miss Martha?
Oh, the thrush, the nightingale, maybe a bluebird.
Well, how about a woodpecker?
Kind of hard-headed, aren't you, Foghorn?
Yes.
Well, then, how about a swallow?
Fine, make mine Dr. Pepper.
Senor, senorita.
Uh-oh.
How about La Paloma?
La Paloma? Muy bien. Go on and sing again. And maybe so a little huizo, senor.
Si, si.
Cuando sale de Havana falta medio, nadie me miró salir sino fui yo. Tu ventana llega una paloma, trátala con cariño que es mi persona. Ay, chinita, que sí, ay, que dame tu amor, ay, que vente conmigo, chinita, a donde vivo yo. Ah, que vente conmigo, chinita, a donde vivo.
That was grand, Ken.
De nada, senorita.
What an appeal that fine old love song has. Things truly fine never lose their appeal, do they, Don Ford?
That's true, Miss Martha. A fine song, a fine painting, or a fine carbonated beverage never loses its appeal. Therein lies the secret of the still-growing preference for Dr. Pepper even after 59 years. Your taste may soon tire of ordinary stock flavors and drinks, and so you change from one to another. But after you've enjoyed Dr. Pepper just a few times, then you're content. You'll never want to change again. Its appeal to your taste is many-sided. The Dr. Pepper flavor isn't a copy. It isn't borrowed. It's an original blend of tarts, sweets, essences, and aromatics. It's never monotonous. So, for an unfailing taste thrill and a quick energy lift, drink frosty cold Dr. Pepper at 10, 2, and 4 o'clock, or any time you're hungry, thirsty, and tired.
Long ago, my heart and mind got together and designed a wonderful boy for me. Oh, what a fantasy. Will I ever find the boy in my mind, the one who is my ideal? Maybe he's a dream, and yet he might be just around the corner waiting for me. Will I recognize the light in his eyes that no other eyes reveal? Or will I pass him by and never even know that he is my
Now, can I sing my song?
Oh, you make those woodpeckers jealous, Foghorn.
No, no, I think you're kidding me. I just make the mockingbird jealous.
Oh, that's right. Well, go ahead and make him jealous.
Well, I is ready.
Well, we is ready.
Are you from Dixie? I said from Dixie, where the fields of cotton beckon to me. I'm glad to see you. Tell me how be you, and all the friends I'm longing to see. If you're from Alabama, Tennessee, or Carolina, any place below the Mason-Dixon line, then you're from Dixie. Hooray for Dixie, 'cause I'm from Dixie too. From Alabama, Tennessee, or Carolina, any place below the Mason-Dixon line, then you're from Dixie. Hooray for Dixie, 'cause I'm from Dixie too. Yes, sir, good old Dixie.
Neat dog and cute as a Dixie cup.
I like it.
Thank you, Mr. Hugh Foghorn Forrest.
Oh, sure.
And now to our Song of the West. Soon our listeners will be reading Dr. Pepper's new book, The Enchanted West. And in it, you'll find a whole chapter on Western songs and how they've grown to be a part of the West. This is one of them, as old as the cattle trails of Texas and as dear to the heart of a cowpuncher as Payday in Abilene.
Walking one morning for pleasure, I spied a cowpuncher all riding alone. His hat was towed back and his spurs were a-jingling, and as he was riding, he was singing this song. Whoopie tie, oh, get along, little dogie, your misfortune and none of my own. Whoopie tie, oh, get along, little dogie, you know that Wyoming will be your new home. It's early in in spring that we round up the donkeys. We mock them and brand them and bob off their tails. We round up our horses, load up the junk wagons, and then throw the doggies out on the lone trail. Whoopie tie, I all get along in doggies. Your misfortune and none of my own. Whoopie tie, I all get along in doggies. You know that Wyoming will be your new home.
Ah, good job. Many a doggie has been driven up the trail to that tune. You know, friends, you can drive a doggie, but you can't drive yourself. Not when energy is gone. You know, there's bound to be a letdown a couple of hours after each of your three regular meals. It's a scientific fact that a between-meal snack is beneficial. So, reinforce your energy. Drink a bite to eat. Break the wearisome grind with frosty, cold, keenly delicious Dr. Pepper. Your palate will respond to its exciting, different, and delightful flavor. Energy will rise jiffy quick. But Dr. Pepper truly is a liquid bite to eat. It's smart to drink frosty cold Dr. Pepper at 10, 2, and 4 o'clock, or any time you're hungry, thirsty, and tired. Of course, popular Dr. Pepper often is a sellout before the day is done. But make a second try before taking a second choice. The extra satisfaction is worth the extra steps.
That's all for now, friends. It's time to be whistling along.
Comes to you from Hollywood, produced and transcribed under the direction of Harry Wayne McMahon. Musical highlights are especially recorded for our armed forces overseas. Dr. Pepper also invites you to listen to the big Sunday afternoon network show, Fun Valley, starring Al Pierce. Now, this is Don Forbes wishing you good luck and good going with Dr. Pepper at 10, 2, and 4 o'clock every day.
And this is Martha Mears wishing you victory and security with Uncle Sam's War Bonds every payday. Bye.